March 19, 1927. How one who does not complete his mission on earth will complete it in heaven. How the mission of the fiat will be extremely long. The order of the infinite wisdom. I was worried about the health of Reverend Father Di Francia. The letters I had received from him were almost alarming. I was thinking about the destiny of my writings, as he had had such great interest in taking them all with himself. Where would they end up, if our Lord took him with him to the celestial fatherland? And then, his mission for the publication of the knowledges about the fiat would be without fruit, because it can be said that he has done nothing yet. At the most, it can be called the beginning, the will that he has to do the publication. But in order to put out a work so long, who knows how long it takes? And just as for Father, it will be a mission without fruit if Jesus takes him away at the very beginning, so it will be for me, if I am fortunate enough to go to my fatherland. What will be the fruit of my mission of having sacrificed myself so much, of spending entire nights writing? Also, the many interests of Jesus will be without fruits, because he himself said it only when a good is known, then does it bring fruit. Therefore, if they are not known, they will remain as hidden fruits, without anyone receiving the good that they contain. Now, while I was thinking about this, my sweet Jesus moved in my interior and told me, "My daughter, one who has been given a mission, and has only just started it, or has not completed the carrying out of his mission, and in the middle of it I take him to heaven with me, will continue his mission from up there, because he will carry in the depth of his soul the deposit of the good, of the knowledges, that he has acquired in life. And, in heaven, he will comprehend them with more clarity. And in comprehending the great good of these knowledges about the supreme fiat, he will pray, and will make all heaven pray, that they be known upon earth, and will impetrate more clear light for those who will have to occupy themselves with them. More so, since each knowledge about my will bring him one more glory, a greater happiness. And as they become known upon earth, his glory and happiness will be redoubled, because this will be the fulfillment of his mission, the carrying out of which he had in his will. And it is right that he receive the fruit of his mission, as it is carried out on earth. This is why I would tell him to hurry, and I urged him so much not to lose time, because I wanted him not only to start, but to advance a great deal in the publication of the knowledges about the eternal fiat, so that he would not do everything from heaven. On the other hand, one who has completed his mission on earth can say, "My mission is finished." But one who has not completed it must continue it from heaven. As for you, then, your mission is extremely long, nor will you be able to complete it on earth. Until all the knowledges are known and the kingdom of the divine will is established upon earth, your mission can never be called finished. In heaven you will have much to do. My will, that has kept you occupied on earth for its kingdom, will not let you be without working together with it in heaven. It will keep you always in its company. So, you will do nothing but descend and ascend from heaven to earth, in order to help and to establish my kingdom with Bikaram, honor and glory. And this will be for you of great delight, happiness and highest glory, to see your littleness that, united with my will, has transported heaven onto earth, and the earth into heaven. Greater contentment you could not receive. More so, since you will see the glory of your Creator completed on the part of creatures, the order re-established, the whole creation with its full splendor, and man, our dear jewel, in his place of honor. What will be our highest contentment, highest glory and happiness without end, as well as yours, in seeing the purpose of creation fulfilled? To you, then, we will give the name of Redemptrix of our will, constituting you mother of all the children of our fiat. Aren't you happy? After this, I was following the acts of the divine will, and not finding my sweet Jesus, I was thinking to myself that he no longer loved me as before, because before it seemed he could not be without me, he would do nothing but come and go. But now, he leaves me alone, without him, even for entire days. Before, he used to take me to heaven very often, bringing me back to earth to my highest sorrow. Now, everything is over. But while I was thinking of this, moving in my interior, he told me, my daughter, you offend me by thinking that I no longer love you as before. On the contrary, this is nothing other than the order of my infinite wisdom. You must know that my inseparable mama also, during her tender age, was more in heaven than on earth, because she was to draw from us the seas of grace, of love, of light, in order to form her heaven within herself, in which the eternal Word was to be conceived and have his dwelling. Then, when this heaven was formed in the Sovereign Queen, it was no longer necessary for her to come often to the celestial fatherland, because she had within herself what was there in heaven. So I have done for you. What was necessary before is not necessary today. And besides, what is greater to possess me in the depth of your soul, under the beautiful heaven of my will formed in you, or to visit the celestial fatherland often? I believe it is greater to possess it. Therefore, everything I have done in you earlier, for many years, was nothing other than forming my heaven in you. Once it has been formed, it is right that I enjoy it. And you too must enjoy that your Jesus has his own heaven in your soul.